The School News Roll Call November publication for Cypress School District opens with an article from Ann Salabs, superintendent, as follows. It has been said that you can't, quote, bloom, unquote, until you, quote, Maslow, unquote. In other words, students can't perform at high academic levels, Bloom's taxonomy, if their basic physiological and psychological needs are not being met, Maslow's hierarchy. Physiological needs include food, shelter, and safety. Psychological needs include love, belonging, and self-esteem. This is what teachers and school principals frequently refer to as educating the whole child. In support of this endeavor and the quest to provide our students with an exceptional, well-rounded education, the Cypress School District recently applied for a grant from the Orange County Department of Education. The district was awarded $25,000 and is currently participating in Cohort 3 of California's Scaling Up Multi-Tiered System of Supportive Initiative, which is funded through State Assembly Bill 104. The purpose of the initiative is to support school districts in developing and aligning systems of academic, behavioral, and social-emotional learning support to effectively meet the needs of California's diverse learners in an inclusive school environment. So what does this mean for the Cypress School District? During the course of 2018-19 school year, a district team representing the general education teachers, special education teachers, school psychologists, and administrators will participate in 8 full days of training and facilitated planning at the Orange County Department of Education. As our team learns more about the California Multi-Tiered System of Support Framework and the essential components necessary to ensure the system thrives, they will work with experts to develop a plan to meet the needs of the Cypress School District, one that engages all stakeholders, students, families, schools, the district, and county, regional, and state partners. After a full year of training and planning, implementation is expected to begin next fall. That concludes the article. We at School News Roll Call urge you to read this publication in its entirety to learn more about your school district and campus.